The NBA draft is in the book, so here we are to look at the rookie rankings for Dynasty Leagues. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it indeed.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at BasketballMonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me on Twitter as always at RedRock_Beeble and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Well, the NBA draft was yesterday. I did a recap show straight after the draft. And as always, when I do those draft recap shows, I finish it and I go, man, I wish I'd said this. I wish I'd said that, because so much information has been just smashed into your brain over a 4 or 5 hour period. So I think more things will start to come out and more thoughts that I have on the draft. But my general thoughts on it remain the same. But what a lot of people, they're asking for this now. And it is the rankings of players for Dynasty Rookie Drafts, which are starting ASAP. And I'm going to say this straight away. I feel much less confident with these ones than I have really at any other point in the past, because this draft is so weird. It is so flat. It is so lacking high-end upside, when we've probably got, you know, a bunch of guys who are, you know, 30 guys who could all be top 15 picks, but none who really should be top 5 picks. It is a weird, weird scenario. So I am less confident in this list than I am with any. And if you have any disagreements about where I put players, take into consideration my opinion, but don't just look at it and go, well, Josh is right and I'm wrong. Because I'm very easily going to be wrong on a number of these guys, because it is very hard to peg these players, what their upside is, where they fit on their current teams. There is just so much uncertainty with these guys that, yeah, I can't help but give this disclaimer, because this is such a weird year. This is such a weird draft. And the level of talent on these players is just, it's weird. And I can't say weird enough to describe what this draft is like and what these players are like. But we're going to try and do it now anyway. So instead of just doing, here's player one, player two, player three, I think it's a bit more helpful to group these guys into tiers, especially with the flatter nature of this NBA draft. So that's what I've done. And let's talk about those tiers now. And in tier one, I've got three players. LaMelo Ball, Killian Hayes, and Blunty. Where are you now? James Wiseman. So that is my top three. Melo, Killian Hayes, and James Wiseman. I think that LaMelo Ball is starting from day one with Charlotte. I had him as the number one player in this draft. I think that he's got, you know, fantasy upside as a close to 20-point-per-game scorer, 8 assists, 1.5 steals, 2 threes per game. Percentages will be rough, but I think overall he probably does have top 20 fantasy upside. I think Killian Hayes is probably in a similar boat. He'll start almost assuredly from day one for the Pistons. He can pass, he can get steals, he can shoot, he can score. He's a pretty good rebounder. I think there's everything going in his favor, and I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up as the best player out of this class. And then the other guy in tier one is James Wiseman, who I don't think will start from day one with the Warriors. And by the way, with the Warriors, it was confirmed that Klay Thompson has torn his Achilles tendon and he will be out for the season. So we expected that. I talked about that yesterday, but the news has been confirmed. So that's obviously horrible. I don't think Wiseman will start. I think it'll be Marquese Chris. I think Kevon Looney's in the mix. Obviously, Draymond Green's playing minutes at center. Wiseman is raw in terms of defensive ability. And this team, while they won't necessarily be looking for a championship this season now with Klay out, it's going to be tough for them. I just don't think Wiseman's ready. Now, in the future, could he be a big minute center? Yeah. Could he be a 20-10 guy with 2.5 blocks on good percentages? Absolutely. That's why I've got him in tier one. I don't have him clearly with those, above those other guys, just because I don't necessarily think that he's going to be a player that drives winning. And in the end, that hurts players' prospects and it ends up making them have limited roles or bigger roles on shit teams. And yeah, that's the trade-off there, I guess, with Wiseman. But he is in my tier one because he does project pretty well from a fantasy perspective, even though I think his impact will be lesser than Ball and Hayes in year one. Tier two, I've only got two players in tier two. Onyeka Okongwu of the Atlanta Hawks and Kyra Lewis Jr. of the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, the Hawks just traded away the Undertaker, Dwayne Dedman, today in exchange for Tony Snell and Kyrie Thomas. Clint Capella is still there. John Collins is still there. But Okongwu is a really good player. He has strong percentages. He rebounds. He can score. He can block shots. I think there's some steal percentage, and I think there's some shooting potential there. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does end up in the Tier 1 type of group of players. It's going to take a little bit of time with Collins and Capella there and how they sort that front court out. But Okongwu is a starting 30-minute-a-night center in the NBA at some point in the next 3 to 4 years. It probably just won't be this year. As for Lewis, again, like Okongwu, this is more of a longer-term play. I think Kyrie is a really strong prospect. I think the chances for him to be a starting point guard for the Pelicans in a couple of years are really high. He can score, he can shoot, he can pass, he can defend okay, he can generate steals. There's a lot that makes sense for Kyrie from a fantasy perspective. So I've got him in Tier 2 alongside Onyeka Okongwu. Alongside Onyeka Okongwu and Kyrie Lewis in terms of Tier 2. Actually, that's not true because this is in Tier 1. It's Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. Tier 1 flavors, 6 newbies, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Join the original 12 OG flavors. These are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew, and it tastes like you're having a candy bar. It's like a delicious treat, but it's actually not bad for you. It helps when you're looking to lose weight, to maintain your weight. These are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber bars. The coconut almond bar has 18 grams of protein. That is a lot. 180 calories only with 5 grams of sugar. And if you go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you can save 20% off your next order. So use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. Next up, Tier 3. There's one bloke, and it is Tyrese Haliburton. Now, I was really skeptical about Haliburton. If you were picking him in the top 5, I hated it. If you picked him to be your number 1 point guard, I hated it. He fell to almost the perfect situation, going to Sacramento, playing off of De'Aaron Fox. He'll still get assists. He'll still hit threes. He'll still generate steals. But he's not going to be forced into a role that's going to make him, you know, flame out of the NBA, really, if we're going to be honest. He's a great off-ball distributor, a great off-ball type shooting option, and I love this fit for him. He's high steal rate, good assist rate, high three-point rate. Strong shooting numbers really make him an interesting fantasy guy. Now, he could be completely useless in the NBA. That is a risk, and that's why I've got him in Tier 3 instead of Tier 2. But the fit is great. The fantasy prospects are great. Now, if he went to the Knicks, say, at pick 8, I would have hated it for him because he would have been overmatched and he would have struggled. But for this situation with the Sacramento Kings, I do really like this for Tyrese Haliburton. So that's why he sits there at Tier 3 out of my top 6 players. Tier 4. It's the number 1 pick, Anthony Edwards. He is joined by the San Antonio Spurs number 11 pick, Devin Vassell. And part of the reason Edwards is this low, and if you disagree with this on Edwards, by all means, take him earlier. He could very easily be a 20-point-per-game scorer, but you know who else was a 20-point-per-game scorer and still couldn't be a top 100 fantasy player? It's a bloke who used to play for his same team, and that's Andrew Wiggins, a guy who had poor percentages, didn't rebound, didn't assist, didn't steal, didn't block, didn't hit threes. Does that sound at all like Anthony Edwards? Yeah, it does. Edwards could come out and score 20, but with Russell and Towns around, he probably won't. I don't buy him as a star. I don't buy him as a good fantasy player. Therefore, I'm dropping him way down. Now, in most of your dynasty rookie drafts, he's going to go at pick 1 or pick 2. And I think if you're sitting at pick 3 or pick 4, you should be really happy about that. Again, I could be really wrong on this. Maybe Edwards is significantly better and he becomes an efficient shooter and he does stuff all over the court. At this point, he doesn't. Nothing projects like he will. So that's why I've got him down here. The scoring might be there, but we are littered with examples of players who score at a high rate and then don't do anything else, not being good fantasy players. So that's why I've got Edwards in Tier 4. And he's joined by Vassell. A guy who's going to generate steals, who's going to score a little bit, and is going to hit some threes and probably be, you know, more useful on a fantasy basis despite maybe, you know, topping out at maybe he scores 14 points a game. Edwards averages 20 points per game, but Vassell's probably a more useful fantasy player because of his contributions in other categories. So that's why I've got those two together. Now, Vassell probably won't play a huge amount in year one. We know what the Spurs do with rookies, although he is the highest draft pick they've had for a while. And there's an opportunity there with him, but it's probably more next year when DeRozan moves on and they figure out that Lonnie Walker's not that good, that Vassell can move into perhaps a larger role, perhaps a starting role on this San Antonio Spurs team. In Tier 5, I've got 4 guys here. Alexei Pokusevski, Tyrese Maxey, Patrick Williams, and Denny Avdija. Pokusevski has probably the highest upside out of anyone in this class. A shot blocking, passing, rebounding, three-point shooting, scoring, point guard in a power forward's body. It's a weird-ass combination. If he hits, he'll be a top 30 fantasy guy, maybe top 20, pretty comfortably. The chances of him hitting are lower. He's got the room to develop there in OKC. It won't happen immediately for him, but I think, yeah, when we're talking about this draft class, it's worth having a crack at a guy like that. And same as Tyrese Maxey. I think the shooting's fine. I think the situation for him in Philadelphia is unbelievably good. He may not start straight away, but I think he's going to play a big role pretty early on in Philadelphia, and he can be a solid scorer, off-the-ball scorer, three-point shooter with some passing numbers. Just think how much everyone wanted to Dutch rudder Shake Milton last year. Tyrese Maxey is a significantly better player than Shake Milton, and he could fit straight into that role, so that's why I've got him here in Tier 5. Patrick Williams, tough one. The numbers from college don't really get you too excited. The steal and block numbers do, I'll grant you that. They're pretty good, but I'm not sold on him being an elite upside player, even though the Bulls took him at 4. But I am putting him in this tier, so there is some value there. I think he's going to be a bench player, limited role player this year. Maybe next season he moves into the starting lineup. But I'm not 100% convinced on Williams, but there is an upside play there. And then Avdija for the Wizards, he may start this year, he may not. Some scoring numbers, some assist numbers. The free throw percentage is going to cause some problems, but I think he's totally solid here in Tier 5. In Tier 6, we've got four guys. Obi Toppin, Malachi Flynn, Isaac Okoro, and Cole Anthony. Now, Toppin, much like talking about Anthony Edwards, he might score a bit, but what else is he going to do? And will he be able to get enough minutes on the court with his shithouse defense to actually produce those numbers that he needs to? I think there is some fantasy value in Toppin for sure. But I've got to balance that out with, do I think he's a 30-minute a night NBA player and over 5 years? And I don't think he is. I think he'll get an opportunity for that. And I just don't think it'll work out. That's why I've got him here. Flynn, who was the 29th pick in the draft, I don't know if Fred VanVleet's going to be back in Toronto, but yeah, Flynn is a guy who's going to develop into a high-level bench player or a starter. And remember, when you look at these tiers, VanVleet was a top 30 player last year, an undrafted guy. There are guys that come from all parts of drafts and have good fantasy careers, and Flynn, I think, is one of those players. Isaac Okoro is the opposite, pick number 5 by the Cavs, who has a horrible fantasy profile. Low scoring, low assists, low rebounds, low steals, low blocks, poor free throw percentage. Everything screams horrible for him from a fantasy perspective. But he's going to get minutes, so that's a good start to begin his career. There is a way that he can improve on a lot of those numbers, so that's why I'm chucking him in here. But his projections look horrible at this point. And then Cole Anthony, I think, NBA spacing helps him. Not that his team has that much spacing. I think he's going to be a player that can play alongside Markelle Fultz, but I don't think he's got significant starter upside. But there is value in him in this tier 16, and that covers those first six tiers, cover the first 16 players on my board. In tier 7, we've got another four guys here: Desmond Bain, Jalen Smith, RJ Hampton, and Xavier Tillman. Bain, I think, fell too low. I think there's a chance that he is better than Dylan Brooks immediately in Memphis, and a guy that can score and shoot efficiently has fantasy value. He's never going to be, I don't think, a top 50 upside player, but maybe a top 100 guy is in his future. Jalen Smith, the more I think about it, I just don't know what the hell the Suns were doing with that pick. Him playing next to Ayton, I don't love it at all. He could be Miles Turner, sure, but he's also behind the number one pick from 2 years ago, so is he going to get that opportunity to show that? The shot blocking, the three-point shooting is interesting. That's why I've got him here, because he could be traded. Anything could happen. And maybe he does find a way to play alongside DeAndre Ayton. I'd be pretty skeptical of that. And the more I think about it, I just hated that pick from the Suns. But we'll see how it goes. RJ Hampton, who is in Denver now, a little bit of time to develop, but I like his steal rate in Australia, and that's an encouraging thing. He's got time to develop and grow into a useful player. Maybe in the end he takes a role from Gary Harris or Will Barton in a couple of years' time, and there is some upside there. And Xavier Tillman, another Grizzlies player. Yes, he's going to be squeezed for minutes with Jackson, Valanciunas, Brandon Clark, Gorgie Jeng all there, but in the end, his talent will win out over a couple of years, and he should be in a three-man front court rotation with Clark, Jackson, and Tillman in there as well, getting good minutes, passing, scoring, rebounding, protecting the rim. Real top 80, best-case scenario upside, I think, for Xavier Tillman. Tier number eight, I've got two guys in it, Isaiah Stewart and Leandro Bolmaro. And you might think, Josh, you know, when you shit on Isaiah Stewart at that pick at 16, and yes, I did. I still think it is a horrible use of assets, what the Pistons did, but they did it. They used pick 16 on him. They have, I don't think Christian Wood's coming back to Detroit. I think Stewart is going to have an opportunity to compete for minutes. And the thing is that his numbers at Washington were pretty strong in terms of fantasy value. Good percentages, some okay block numbers, solid enough rebound type numbers. There's enough there to make you think, look, the upside is low. It's low as shit. But the fact that they valued him here, and the fact that he's got some... And remember, sometimes shit players have good fantasy numbers. And I think that's what Stewart might be, and that's why I've got him here. Bolmaro is not going to come across, but he's got a high steal rate, good assist numbers, really good fantasy profile for Bolmaro as well. And the reason he's down a little bit lower is just we don't know when or if he is coming over, but some good steal numbers for him, some good assist numbers, some good scoring numbers, some good three-point volume as well for Leandro Bolmaro. Tier 9, I've got three guys, and much like Isaiah Stewart, I didn't like the pick of Vernon Carey to the Charlotte Hornets, but he's in this tier because they picked him with a valuable early second round pick. There's an opportunity for him in Charlotte. And again, like Stewart, some of his fantasy numbers translate well. Good rebounds, good scoring, good blocks, good field goal percentage, and that's why I think it's worth having a look at him here. Sadiq Bey and Aaron Nesmith round out tier 9. Bey, I'm not convinced, but there is an opportunity for him in Detroit to get some scoring and get some three-point shooting, and Nesmith similar. If he bangs in threes at a high efficiency, then there is fantasy value, but I don't think there is huge amounts of upside with either of those two guys, or those three guys, to be honest. Tier 10. We've got a lot of players in Tier 10. Let's just roll through the first five here. Peyton Pritchard, Zeke Nnaji, Grant Riller, Precious Achiuwa, and Tayo Maledon. Obviously a bunch of different guys there. Nnaji probably has the highest upside to me. Achiuwa, I just don't think can be a big minute player. And why would you take a backup center at pick 20 in the NBA draft? Makes no sense to me. Pritchard is a guy that I hated the pick of, but again, some interesting fantasy numbers for him. I love Rilla. I like Maledon as well. And there's value in those players there. So that's the first half of tier 10. And then we also have Tyler Bay, Isaiah Joe, and Cassius Winston. Now, Winston, you'll see, is the pick 53 in this draft. He heads to the Washington Wizards. There's a real opportunity for him to jump in as a backup point guard straight away and be an efficient three-point shooter. Joe's going to have a role with the Sixers, and Tyler Bay with Dallas. His defensive stats are very, very impressive. So that's why they're all in tier 10. Tier 11, we've got four guys, Josh Green, Jaden McDaniels, Tyrell Terry, and Paul Reed. So two Mavericks there, Green and Terry. Green, I think, is going to be a really good NBA player. I'm just not really sure what he's going to do from a fantasy point of view. McDaniels is just an upside player. I don't really rate him. Terry, maybe some scoring, but again, he fell for a reason. And Paul Reed's the opposite. At pick 58 to the Sixers, you know, almost the end of the draft, but his fantasy translation numbers are through the roof. And that's why you take a flyer on a guy like that, because if it works out and he gets a rotation role, if he gets a starting role, he will be a top 100 player. And he's got probably best case scenario, top 60 upside. Absolute best case, probably never going to get there, but he's got that upside. And that's why I've got him in tier 11. Tier 12, a few players here. Devin Dotson, an undrafted player who signed a two-way contract with the Bulls. I like it. I thought I had him as a top 40 guy in this draft. So I've got him here in tier 12, which is between 38 and 45 in my dynasty ranks. The Bulls could, yeah, any two-way guy. Some of them don't work out, and I don't think there are plenty of them that won't work out, but I like Dotson here. Daniel Aturu is another one of those players that I just didn't really see as being a great NBA draft pick, but he was selected early. He does have some good translatable numbers, so he's worth a look there. Trey Jones, Yam, Madar, and Nico Mannion. Madar won't come across this year, most likely from Israel. Mannion won't have a big role, but they're decent enough rotation bet players. The rest of Tier 12, it's Skylar Mays of the Hawks, Jordan Wara of the Bucks, and Robert Woodard II of the Kings. Nwora and Woodard, if they can hit threes, there's a rotation spot for them. Mays, just a solid enough backup guard. But of course, we're getting down to the end here in terms of these players, and most of these guys won't be high-level type guys. Tier 13, bunch of guys here. Mason Jones, who signed a two-way with the Rockets. Tyshawn Alexander, who signed a two-way with the Suns. Nate Hinton, who went to the Mavericks. Jalen Harris, picked by the Raptors. And Udoka Azubuike, the backup center picked by the Jazz in the first round. So you'll notice a bunch of two-way guys, pick 59, and then a shithouse first-round pick from the Jazz. Azubuike's got some upside because of his block rate, but a horrible free throw shooter, a good rebounder. I just don't see him ever playing enough minutes to be all that useful. Jones is a real flyer type guy who has shown a tremendous improvement over the year, so that's why I've got him there. Hinton, an unbelievable rebounder, and Alexander, a good three-point shooter, all with some NBA-level talent. The end of Tier 13 is CJ Alibi, Saben Lee, and Emmanuel Quickley, another first-round pick that I hated. Quickley is a good shooter, but I'm not really sure anything else that he does, and yeah, if the Knicks are banking on him to be their starting point guard, they are in a ton of trouble, but he's a very good shooter. Alibi is a good shooter as well, and Saben Lee with some good athletic abilities. Not a bad assist guy, not the greatest, but he's a two-way guy for Detroit. Tier 14. We are at the end. This tier 14 is the end of this list. Reggie Perry, Jamias Ramsey, Elijah Hughes, Nick Richards, Jay Scrub, the Scrubster, Sam Merrill, Cassius Stanley, Miles Powell, who went to the Knicks, Trevelyan Queen, who went to the Rockets as an undrafted free agent, Vit Krejci, who, unfortunately, I didn't get the diacriticals on his name yesterday. I've got him now. Don't worry. He is a tall point guard who is rehabbing an ACL injury. He won't be coming across this year. And then the end of Tier 14 is Justinian Jessup, Kenyon Martin Jr., and Marko Simonovic. So that is your top 66 Dynasty rookie rankings for this season. Again, I could not be less confident with how all this has panned out. So again, use it as a guide, use it for some thought process, use it to stimulate your own discussions and your own rankings. Tell me what you think I'm wrong about. Drop it in the comments, tweet it at me, throw it in the Discord server as well, which you can find the link to in the show notes or in the description below. Tell me where you think I'm wrong. Actually, let's rephrase that. Don't come and tell me that I'm 100% wrong and you're 100% right, because we both know that's not true. Shout out to the bloke who told me that I was an absolute moron for having LaMelo Ball mocked at number one when the Knicks were 100% trading up for him and the deal was already organized. Cool. Well done. Thank you for that. But just think about it, because I'm not confident with these rankings. This is very, very hard to do. I'm not confident with how all this plays out, especially 12 hours removed from the end of the draft. But I know that this stuff needs to get out here early. And yeah, this will change over time. There's no doubt about that. Tell me what you think. Look at it yourself with a critical eye. Work out where you think guys fit and how you think I'm wrong. If you think I'm right, yeah, make those decisions. Don't just go, well, Josh said this, so I'm going to do that. Think about it. Look what you said. Look what I've said. Look where I've grouped guys. Move your guys up and down as you see fit. Let me know how you go in your dynasty drafts. And drop your dynasty draft rookie rankings in the comments below. I really want to see, not rankings, sorry, your dynasty draft rookie results. If you're having your draft now, drop them here. Tweet them at me when you get them. Drop them in the Discord server. I want to see what your dynasty rookie draft drafts look like. So throw them at me. Subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and on YouTube. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.